It's a beautiful thing to come together in prayer, isn't it? Thank you for joining us. This is the God Minute. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 36, Love and the World. The standard of love is a high one. We all rebel, and some are clueless. They are not just or truthful. They spend their time plotting to get ahead.
They plunder the world and do not share. I hate this, but I am not innocent. Though I try to share, to be just and frugal, most of the world points its finger at me.
Your love encompasses us all, strong like the mountains, deep like the sea. You give the priceless gift of life. We take refuge in the shadow of your wings, Lord.
We feast on the good things of the Spirit and see our aching world through your soft light.
Help us to find this happy place, to be true of heart and not so proud. Help us to live well and fairly, unseduced by the wickedness around us.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 to 16. Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Why did people consider Jesus to be one of the ancient prophets? Perhaps it was because of the fruits of his holiness, his charity, his teaching authority, his zeal to serve others, and the miracles he performed all reminded the people of their ancient prophets. The people of Israel had been without a great prophet for many years. Many must have felt abandoned by God, without any leader worth imitating or worth following. They had few leaders reminding them of the covenants God made with them, who called them to faithfulness and to the practice of faith. The leaders they did have who were doing these things failed to live what they preached. These were the hypocrites, the scribes, and the Pharisees so often spoke of by Christ. Does any of this sound familiar to us today? Sometimes I get so lost in all the opinions and the divisive rhetoric, I feel that I can't trust what is being said by anyone. Who do we have in authority today that we can really trust? Are these people calling us to faithfulness to God? To true charity and holiness? It seems we have many leaders advancing personal or even evil agendas instead of spreading the gospel of truth, life, and charity. And I really think we are all guilty of this at times. I mean, I certainly know I am. In today's passage, Jesus invites his apostles and each of us today to begin discerning falsehood from truth. From the truth in others and in ourselves. How do we recognize falsehood? Elsewhere in Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits." Do the people we put our trust in today seek holiness above all else? Perhaps some do, but often many do not. But what about us? Do we bear good fruit in our lives? When faced with corruption and an absence of faithful leaders, St. John Vianney turned to our Lord. He turned to our Lord in prayer, the sacraments, and in his ministry. He developed into a strong and faithful leader for his community through grace. He certainly bore great fruit, as did all the saints. We must seek out people like this, who communicate God's agenda rather than their own, or that of the evil one. But more importantly, we must respond to God's call to follow Christ and to become great leaders for others. When faithful leaders are lacking, God turns to you and me to lead his people. To do this, we must imitate Christ, who is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. We must advance his gospel, not our own. By his fruit, we know that Christ is trustworthy. Can the same be said for us? Let the name of Jesus be praised, both now and forever. Amen.
Together in prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Let us pray. Lord, how can we keep from singing when we see all the good you do for us? Help us keep vigil, open our eyes to you today, that we might know your love and proclaim it in our lives. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God is good. Let's sing like the birds today to everyone who will hear that message. Friends, thank you for praying with us today. May God's blessing be upon you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Don't forget this Saturday, a full rosary, a walk in the woods. Have a beautiful day, friends. See you tomorrow.